It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Pro wrestling is popular across the country, but here in Appalachia, it's an especially big deal.
This area has been hit so hard financially, and you know, it kind of gives them something to look forward to and kind of forget their problems for a little bit and just come out and enjoy a night of wrestling.
We'll hear a sneak peek of an Inside Appalachia episode about professional wrestling in southern West Virginia in just a minute. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new economic forecast shows the recent uptick in coal production is expected to level out during the next 2 years, but decline precipitously during the next two decades. Brittany Patterson reports.
The last few years have been a bright spot for West Virginia coal. Production is up nearly 27% since the middle of 2016, driven largely by an uptick in coal exports to places like India, Brazil, and Ukraine. But a new coal production forecast by West Virginia University's Bureau of Business and Economic Research shows the boost will be short-lived. The annual report forecasts a 3% drop in coal production during the next 2 years, with production leveling out around 85 million tons of coal mined by 2020. The decline is likely to be driven by a drop in overseas exports and the continued closure of coal-fired power plants, which are being replaced by cheaper, cleaner natural gas. Coal production in both the northern and southern parts of the state will be affected. But northern West Virginia, which largely produces thermal coal for use by U.S. power plants, will be hit harder. From 2020 through 2040, production would continue to drop, hitting 66 million tons by 2040, a 17% decline from 2016 levels. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
During this week's episode of Inside Appalachia, we visit the world of independent pro wrestling in Appalachia. We shared the mic this week with one of our colleagues here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Adam Harris. You might know him as the executive producer of Mountain Stage with Larry Gross. He's attended wrestling matches since he was a teenager and has been a fan of wrestling his whole life. He also works as a ring announcer for All-Star Wrestling in Madison, West Virginia, and he spent the past 2 years recording wrestling shows in Boone County for an episode of Inside Appalachia. In this morning's preview of that episode, we'll hear Adam Harris speaking with Dave Allen, who was the ring announcer at the time for All-Star Wrestling.
So when I decided to explore the world of independent wrestling in West Virginia, I climbed in the car with Dave Allen, who was the first person to take me behind the scenes at ASW. Allen is a 29-year veteran of the wrestling business who has spent many hours in the car driving to countless number of wrestling shows. He points out that the performers we'd see at the show that night take their spot on the ASW roster as seriously as they would a spot on the WWE roster. It's a big deal.
A lot of these guys, they have families. They have full-time jobs. If WWE walked in today and said, we want to hire you five guys. Four out of five aren't going to go because they can't. And that's not why they go into it. There's something that lit a fire with them and a spark within them that made them want to do that. I can tell you, and I'm an announcer, but I can tell you that if you looked at all of the matches I've done in my career, and in February will be my 29th year in the business, I will tell you, I have probably not gotten paid more nights than I've gotten paid.
For anybody that gets involved in the wrestling business, they can count on some long drives, plenty of war stories, and some long-standing traditions. Sometimes it can mean showing up even though there's a chance you're not getting paid. The last time I climbed in with Dave, I unknowingly broke one of his traditions, but he wasn't going to let that happen this time.
If you will oblige me 1 second here.
We got to listen to your song.
Yeah, this is kind of a tradition that I started with Tommy Gibson years ago.
You cued it up.
That we listened to this song. Before you, are you going to pay royalties on this? If he is this? We listen to this every show. Kind of get you in the mode. Tommy, I started this about 10 years or so ago, I guess. I don't even know why we started it. But we did. Oh,
Before I found out about ASW, I hadn't been to Madison before, and I didn't expect to see so many people there that early. When we step out of the car, 2 hours until showtime, there are fans already lining up outside the door. The Madison Civic Center is surrounded by houses, basically in the middle of this quaint domestic neighborhood. And I'll never forget, when I got out of the car that day, there were 3 deer grazing in the yard next door. Something else I wasn't expecting, as the ring announcer, Dave, had his own entrance music.
It's the legendary Dave Allen. Madison, West Virginia! Madison, West Virginia! Are you ready?
You can hear how excited the fans are. They look forward to these shows, and the thing that keeps them coming back is the storytelling. It's this amplified soap opera. There are friendships, bitter feuds, with aggression at the core of the conflicts. And just like any good soap opera, the characters are wrapped up in drama.
Recap a little bit what happened last time we were here in Madison, and then what we might see tonight.
I guess the big thing last time was that Shane Storm, who was, you know, a fan favorite, very popular tag team with Rocky Rage. They were called Rage and Storm. Rocky moved out of state, went to work for another promotion in Texas, and Shane kind of felt betrayed by him.
While Rocky Rage was gone, his former tag team partner Shane Storm, in his disgusted state of betrayal, was granted a shot at the ASW Championship, and he won. So as you might have predicted, this didn't set very well when Rocky Rage eventually returned to ASW.
Well, how about this? I'm here to say that the Knockout Specialist, Rocky Rage, is back, baby!
On this night, Rocky was ready to take his title back. But in classic heel fashion, Shane Storm wasn't obliging that easy.
You know, as much as I would love to put my newly won beautiful ASW championship on the line, let's not forget, you start at the bottom of the barrel, kid.
All right, wait a minute. Hold up. So you said Shane Storm is being a heel? That's wrestling for jerk, right?
Right. The bad guys. They're known as the heels, which is its own art form, and Shane Storm is great at it. And in this case, Rocky Rage was the babyface, the crowd favorite. So this was 2 years ago, and now Rocky and Shane have actually joined forces. But we're going to hear more about that later in the show. All this drama, all this violence mean little without the reaction and the energy of the crowds that fill every ASW show.
So give yourself a round of applause for being the best fans in the world right here in Madison, West Virginia.
The crowd is no different than any West Virginia high school sporting event. Plenty of kids, small children to teenagers, lots of families. Of course, there's parents, grandparents, and inevitably there's one or two people who you can tell by the look on their face are not that into it. They brought their kid or their loved one who loves wrestling, and that's the only reason why they're sitting there in the audience, surrounded by screaming fans and music blaring. Some of the adults you can tell came straight from work, whether that's a teacher, mechanic, coal miners. People of all kinds come and they love to watch wrestling. On one side of the court, the bleachers are extended and a basketball hoop hangs from the rafters. When the lights go down and it's finally showtime, the wrestling ring sets brightly lit in the center of the arena, and the stage for tonight's impending drama has been set. Here in Madison, West Virginia, fans come out regularly, at least a few hundred of them each time when ASW promotes their events, usually about 10 a year. I spoke to Brandon Burns, who is one of those regulars.
I'm the head coach of Scott High School girls basketball. We brought our girls basketball team here for like a team bonding, and you can see 3 or 4 of them are even here tonight. So it's just something fun to do that we don't have to drive to Charleston. It's one of the few, well, it's really the only thing really in town that we can do once a month and come out. And as soon as it's over, we're home in 5 minutes, and it's just a lot of fun. I don't ride four-wheelers. I don't play golf. You know, I basically just teach school, coach, raise my family. And it's nice to be able to come and do something that I enjoy, which is watching wrestling once a month, that where I don't have to put out $40, $50 to watch a WWE event in Charleston. I can come here for $10 bring my whole family for under $50 and have a great time.
And while it's smaller and more intimate than, say, the Charleston Civic Center, where the WWE does live events a couple times a year, that intimacy is what some fans love the most.
Not expensive. I mean, we could pay a lot more money to go see other wrestling, but we don't. We come here.
That's Travis Craddock, who's been attending ASW shows since promoter Gary Dameron first started over 10 years ago. He and his family hardly miss a show.
Who did you come to the show with tonight?
My daughter Emma, my dad Robert, my son Jackson.
Why do you think it's important for Gary to do shows here in Madison?
It brings families together, gives us something to do. There's not much to do, and Gary has provided a lot of entertainment over the years.
Here's ASW founder and promoter Gary Dameron, who organizes all of ASW's shows.
This area has been hit so hard financially, and you know, a lot of jobs have been lost here, and you know, this is considered the coal country, and so a lot of people are out of work, and you know, having a show like this in a small town where, you know, people really don't have nothing to look forward to, you know, it kind of gives them something to look forward to and kind of forget their problems for a little bit and just come out and enjoy a night of wrestling.
Like a lot of forms of entertainment, wrestling provides escape. It's a safe place where we can go to forget our problems and be in our own universe.
That was Adam Harris, who helped produce this week's episode of Inside Appalachia about professional wrestling in West Virginia. Listen on Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6, or download the podcast and listen on your own time. A throwback to classic Southern soul music from a modern-day band. Our song of the week comes from Alabama's St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Here they are performing Flow With It live on Mountain Stage.
It's okay to move a little bit. Drives away,
That was St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Flow With It live on Mountain Stage. For this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.